$12,000 variance from the maximum fence height requirement for a proposed fence. Sections 115-25, 115-184, and 115-185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is a corner-through lot located on the south side of John Deere Drive within the Deere Country subdivision. 911 address is 29476 John Deere Drive in Millsboro. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 133, MAP 15, Parcel 34. The applicant is seeking a 2.5-foot variance from the 3.5-foot maximum height requirement for a proposed fence. We have zero letters of opposition, zero letters of support, and zero mail return.
Good evening. Please come forward. Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
William Muscle, 29476 John Deere Drive, Millsboro, 19966.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Thank you for having the opportunity to present this to you. I purchased the property at 29476 John Deere Drive from the developer, and the house was built. It's a corner property. And apparently, there were two front setbacks on that property. I was not aware of the rear of the house, which faces Mountain View Drive. Excuse me. Had a front setback. I have a wife and a dog, and we had planned on placing a fence up along a 6-foot privacy fence so the dog could run free and enjoy himself, and so we could use the backyard for the whole thing. If I'm not able to put a 6-foot fence in where I have proposed, and I believe you have a copy of what the proposed location on the fence is, it's just inside the line where the trees are. The developer put a row of buffer trees up, but they are actually on my property. Bring it in. It's a 15-foot easement back there, so I brought it completely in from the easement property. So it's still in the 40-foot setback area, but there's still the 15-foot easement there. Because this was built before, if I were to have to put a 6-foot privacy fence up, I'd have to put it right on the edge of the 40-foot setback. That would leave me approximately 9 feet between the edge of my house and that property, and I'm planning on putting a deck up. If I put a deck up, I virtually would have no backyard to walk across on. So I would like to be able to do this to allow reasonable usage of the property. I also happen to be a professional engineer, and I know a lot of concerns are site triangles. So I went through the ordinances and sketched quickly the site triangle as required per the state ordinances for that area. And the fence will not obstruct any view of the site triangle. Also, on the, as you're leaving the development, the property on the left side of John Deere Drive has a stone fence or entrance thing for the development in it that's 5 foot tall. And this doesn't go out any further than that does on the left-hand side of the road. There's no obstruction on the side on John Deere Drive. I'm pulling that in 33 feet, and there's a 15-foot setback there. So the only setback, the only variance that I would need here would be for the 6-foot height on the rear set, the rear setback. We have no access to Mountain View Drive. Our entrance and exit is onto John Deere Drive.
Questions from the board?
On the first photo that you have, so, and it says fence location, black line away from Lakeview Road.
Yes, sir.
So the is that roughly 15 feet from that black line to the row of trees?
No, it's the row of trees is 15 foot from the property is 15 foot is on the inside of those trees,
right?
So basically you can put a 6 foot fence up with
but
that.
But you've still got quite a bit of distance from that, from the trees to the road.
Oh yes.
That much farther.
Oh yes. It's the property itself is probably, the property line itself I think is about 20 feet from the edge of the road, and then we have the 15 foot easement from that, and so we're still 35 feet from the edge of the road.
Right. In that same picture, is that your, and maybe it might not be the next house, maybe it's a couple houses down, but it looks like they have a 6 foot fence?
Yes, sir. They have a 6 foot vinyl set of the fence also. And a number of the other photos that were submitted, I tried to grab a picture. They're all 6 foot vinyl fences.
Mr. Musil, the first question, do you get your mail on John Deere Drive on the interior?
Yes, sir.
So would you consider that the front of your property?
Oh, absolutely, sir.
So the reason you're here tonight is because we have a double front standard?
Yes, sir.
And you have a garage?
Yes, it's on the side of the house.
Over here.
We can't see that.
Oh. It's right there, three car attached garage.
And driveway enters into where?
Into the garage.
Oh, I understand.
Onto John Deere Drive.
Bad question on my part. So the driveway comes on John Deere Drive?
From John Deere Drive.
Again, interior?
Along the right side of the house, and then it's a 90-degree turn to pull into the driveway.
And then to Mr. Hastings' point, I think you made it also, from your property line to the edge of paving on Lakeview, You estimate that to be about another 15 feet?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
I did not measure it, but that's just a rough estimate.
Thank you.
Did you need HOA approval for this?
Yes, I do, and I've gotten it. I had verbal approval from the previous HOA board. We're just in the process of turning over the HOA criteria, and just so happens I got elected as president of the HOA. So I presented that to the new board members just so that the new board members would be aware of what we were doing and stuff, and they agreed.
And you had said that your other neighbors, some of the other neighbors had the same type of fencing that you're proposing?
Yes, sir. There's a fence restriction in the ordinance, in the HOA covenants for either vinyl or plastic fences, but mostly there's the vinyl fence, and this is the typical. And when speaking with the previous board president, he said, yeah, we could put up a fence as long as it was, you know, similar to what those other fences were. So
has there been any negative feedback that you've heard from neighbors or anybody in the community?
No, not at all. I have a neighbor on the other side of the street is probably going to be coming to you for a variance also, because he's got the same situation of a double setback.
You say this is more for dog safety, family safety, privacy kind of reasons for this?
It's very much for family privacy and for safety, and safety for my dog. I don't want her to be able to, I'm afraid a 3 foot fence, she might be able to jump over the top of that, and with the cars and stuff that go down there. And for personal security, I want a privacy fence along that road. It's very dark over there in the evenings, and I'd like to have my property secured in the back.
Thank you.
Sir,
I can't tell. Is the lot next to you, is that lot two or three that's next to you?
That's part of lot two.
Okay.
Next to me. It's a very extended lot, and there's a big, it might even be 200. I'm not sure exactly the distance from my side property to their house, but it's 150.
How close do you plan on building your fence to that property line?
I was going to put it within a couple of inches of it.
Couple of inches, okay. Is that neighbor, is he okay with what you're doing?
I have heard no complaints from,
okay,
from anyone.
Heard either way. All right. It looks like you have some kind of a 60-foot restriction from John Deere Drive from the community. Is that correct? I'm just looking at your survey here. It says 60-foot per covenants and restrictions.
Yes.
So that 60-foot setback is the reason your house is pushed back as far as it is from John Deere Drive.
I can't answer that question. I didn't place the house.
Yeah,
I don't know the reasoning behind it, to be perfectly honest with you.
Yeah, from the survey, it looks like your house is 60-foot from John Deere Drive, and there's a 60-foot front yard setback from John Deere Drive, so that determined where your house went, which is why you're pushed so far towards Lakeview Drive. So the house is pre-existing before you bought it. The
yes.
trees were there before you bought it.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Is there anything else on this property, sheds or anything else we should
know? No other sheds. Have no intention of putting a shed up.
Okay. So your only other plans are to build a deck?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Sharp?
Take it there's no, I think you may have said this, but no vehicular access from your property to Lakeview Road?
That is correct.
And is there, and we had one recently in that area, is Lakeview Road elevated from your property such that your property is lower?
I'd say it probably is, but I don't. I couldn't tell you if it was 6 inches or a foot.
Okay. All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Operator? Is anyone on the line that would like to speak in reference to case number 12753 for Mr. William and Kathleen Mussel?
If there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. We have Amy on the line. Amy, your line is open.
I'm Amy Hollis, an employee with Suffolk County, calling in to test the line.
Thank you, Amy. We hear you loud and clear.
At this time, there's currently no one else on the line.
Any further questions from the board? At this time, I will close the public hearing for case 12753 for William and Kathleen Mussel and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12753 for William and Kathleen Mussel for the requested variances pending a final written decision based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. I believe the property is unique. It's considered it's a through lot, which kind of squeezes them down, and that exceptional practical difficulty is due to such conditions. I believe this has not been created by the applicant. I believe it will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and I believe it is represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Mr. Werfel?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hastings?
Reasons stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye for my reasons.
And I too. So they vote 5-0. Your case is approved.
Thank you very much, sir.